JT Turner no longer being with the team. And, of course, it has made its rounds. The news has made it's made its rounds now that JT Turner asked for and received his release a couple of days ago. And, you know, where he goes from here, we have to wait to see. What I do know is that, you know, I know some of his family was traveling up to meet with him yesterday just to talk about things. You know, the decision, you know, I know he had talked to his mom. He hadn't talked to some of his other family members that live here in the state of Michigan. And they wanted to talk to him to see what was on his mind, to talk to him about even up to and including whether or not he would entertain the thought of going back. And not necessarily to convince him to, because the want to has to be there. You know, you got to want to come back. So it's not pushing him into coming back, but just seeing if there's any desire there and to see what the reasons were behind his departure. Now, I haven't gotten a chance to talk to any of them in the aftermath, but certainly even if, you know, even when we do, I don't expect, you know, I don't think it's, you know, it's a, you know, highly probable scenario that he will be asking to get back on Michigan's team. I wouldn't rule out the possibility, but, you know, I think it's a limited one at best.
Say, just for argument's sake, for the moment, he does have to come back. It's not like this would be the first time in Michigan football history that kids, especially younger kids, for whatever the reasons are, homesickness or whatever, left the team, came back. I mean, how many times did Anthony Carter fly, you know, get taken to the airport, that kind of stuff? We've heard, you read stories, you hear about it. It wouldn't necessarily be the first time that it happened. It's just the most recent.
Yeah, no question about that. You know, it used to be that, you know, as these kinds of things unfolded, you know, the information about it wouldn't be flowing so easily. But by the time we got here, you know, we were getting questions about it in the morning. So, you know, it is what it is. I think, first of all, every Michigan, I'm reacting a little bit to some of the messages that were left on his Facebook page, and I'm thinking, come on, Michigan fans. I mean, at the end of the day, he's still, what, a 19-year-old kid or a 19-year-old young adult who didn't do anything, but at, you know, at worst, he didn't maximize an opportunity, right? And now none of us know the extent of the reasons for his departure. But at worst, just being a little presumptuous here and assuming for the sake of argument that we did and say that, hey, he just didn't want it, that's not a crime. Even if that were the case, and that's not something to go on a kid's Facebook page and rail on him about. You know, it is that kind of thing, I think, is way out of line.
Wait, Michigan fans were going on his Facebook page?
Yeah, there was, you know, there was one exchange I remember. I don't know if he's deleted it or not, but there was one exchange where someone wished him the best and said, "I'm sorry, it didn't work out." And then you had some responses to that thread where Michigan fans were saying, "Well, he just didn't want it. He just didn't want it bad enough. He's lazy and aloof and all kinds of." Derogative remarks
now,
about
even if that's true, whether, and people that have never met him can't really know for sure his character traits, to go on his Facebook, really,
also the denigrating remarks. So, you know, hey, exactly, that's my point. So it shouldn't rise to that level. I mean, maybe he just doesn't want to play football. Maybe Michigan just isn't for him. Maybe he has other concerns that are more important right now. I mean, there could be any number of reasons and some of those reasons could be the reason for his departure. But again, even if it's what people assume it is, that's no reason to rail on a 19-year-old kid like that, especially when what did he really do? I mean, he didn't break any laws. He didn't embarrass Michigan in any sort of way. He didn't do any of those things. So, you know, especially for that reason. I mean, I would say regardless, you don't go and harpoon him like that, but especially under these circumstances, it's not necessary to go and do that to him and say those kinds of things to him right now.
I can't believe that it happened on his Facebook page. It was bad enough that I'm reading some message boards, your site, another couple of sites. As the news comes out, I'm reading a few places, and the comments that people have about, again, he's a kid, right? And people just railing on him, saying things that I would say about a 40-year-old person, nevertheless a 19-year-old. and you're reading about it on a message board that you know people read, but I thought that was bad enough to do it on a...
I'm
very disappointed in Michigan fans to do that.
Last check, it wasn't a lot of them, but there were a few. There were a few.
Only takes one to be disappointed in it.
You know, but again, to talk about his case and the details that I've been able to gather that I can share, you know, all of which you can't really share. Here's what I know. Let's assume, since we're assuming for the sake of argument, that he indeed wanted to get back on the team. I really think that Michigan fans would have to, as I said yesterday, really have to temper their expectations a great deal, because you remember we sat in front of Rich Rodriguez and he gave a very broad, non-specific remark about, hey, there were some guys who came in that weren't necessarily ready for fall camp, right? You remember that comment? Made the rounds in the newspapers quite a bit. You know, it was very clear that it's going to take, even if he did come back, it would take him some time to get back in playing shape. It would certainly take him some time to get back in playing shape and to become a factor, because as it stands, on the first day of practice, he was running with the third string. So, you know, between being not ready for fall camp from a conditioning standpoint and running with the third string, there would be some substantial ground, some significant ground to make up, both conditioning-wise and rotation-wise. You know, so much so that, you know, you would have to realistically conclude that it wouldn't be until, you know, Big Ten conference play at the earliest that he would be a legitimate factor in a rotation. By that time, the guys in front of him have, you know, four games under their belts. Maybe have proven some things. Maybe they haven't. But it would be a serious uphill battle, and not a foregone conclusion that he immediately jumps back into the fray and is that guy. You know, it's a blow from this standpoint. It's a blow because he's a five-star guy. And when you look at five-star players, you expect at some point during their careers that they would be significant impact players. They make a major impact on the field and before they were gone. Now, it doesn't always work out that way, obviously, because one of the other things that we talk about quite often with the extent to which we talk about recruiting is that the star rating system and the people that do the ratings when they do it, it's a sign or an indicator of potential, of physical potential. But when I always qualify these things, I say, you know what, physical potential doesn't ensure future success. There are so many other factors that go into whether or not a guy succeeds or fails at the next level. Like, for instance, you know, how he reacts to competition, how he reacts to coaching, how he reacts to all the freedom that you have when you go to college. How he reacts to the balance of academics and athletics. How he reacts to, you know, all the women that are a part of the scenario, right? I mean, there are a ton of things that go into success or failure, falling short in any one of which could ensure that you don't reach that potential. So, you know, that's why, I mean, we've seen guys before, you know, Kelly Baraka, for instance. I mean, we've seen Max Martin. You know, we've seen guys before who didn't necessarily, despite the All-American status or four or five-star rating, make it to the sort of apex that their physical talent might portend. So, you know, from that standpoint, it is not that abnormal, but it is a blow because anytime you get a five-star guy, you're saying, hey, this guy's going to make a significant impact on a program. The other reason why it's a blow is because it's at a position that Michigan has numbers but not depth. And what I mean, you know, I made the distinction between those two terms the other day, saying, you know, depth is, you know, you have guys there that have proven ability to play and contribute. And right now Michigan just has numbers. You know, they have a couple of guys that they feel really confident in.